good morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you on this wonderful Friday. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this Friday and every day. Currently here in the studio, it's a chilly 46 degrees. And I'm telling you, as we move through the day, we're going to see temperatures about 51 degrees. And rain in the forecast moving towards the weekend. Still cool with high temperatures in the 50s, overnight lows in the 30s. And it looks like the sun's going to be poking out. So that's kind of exciting. If you have those fall projects that you need to get done, I know the leaves will be a little damp trying to rake them all up. And I noticed even in our neighborhood as I drove in this morning to the studio, how many leaves are blown down and what a chore for somebody to get those all picked up and sorted as we move towards winter. Trusting you're having a good day. I know it's been a difficult, interesting week just trying to, you know, look at the media, look at the different television stations, what's going on in the battle for presidency. And I thought, you know, we've been hashing it out and all day long today we're going to hear Mark Levin and Sean Hannity and Mike Gallagher and Brian Kilmeade, all of them are going to sort through all kind of the state of the state of where we're at. And so this morning, I know that there's some headlines and some things that I want to kind of mention and talk about this morning, but I'm thinking ahead. I'm thinking, okay, so we're getting through the election, regardless of what is going on in our lives with the president, right? We still have our day-to-day personal choices to make, and we still have our own control and responsibility of our own lives. And as we move through this next season, typically what people start getting concerned with is how am I going to get through this season, and how am I going to make healthy choices, and what do I need to do to build my immune system? And it's interesting. I just pulled up on the Oregonian, and it said Oregon sets a new record, 805 new coronavirus cases, shattering the old mark. So it's a one-day new high, and it's going on about talking about the previous daily high was 600. Now, let me remind you, when they count these cases, well, I keep hitting this drum, it's not just confirmed cases, friends. It's also presumed. In Oregon, they throw in all the numbers together. So, you know, we've had some increased testing. We've had a lot of free testing. We found out this morning on the news that there's teams of people going out in neighborhoods, taking samplings and testings, knocking on doors. And you don't ever hear that in perspective. Like yes, we have 800 presumed cases, but we also increased testing by 5,000. I mean, we don't hear the balance of all of that. So we need to look at the facts. We need to look at the numbers. But we know we're going into the full flu and cold season. We know right around the corner, this is typical. This is seasonal. We know these things. Now we also have COVID. And at the threat, and there's going to be a press conference today, but there's a lot of chatter that the governor may try to shut down things again to try to get ahead of the curve of this COVID. And I know for me, I don't think that's the proper way to handle this. I think that there's other factors that they're not telling us. And it seems very political yet, all of this control of trying to shut things and lock things down. And what about the other health consequences, the mental health consequences, the business health consequences, all of those things. And so in an effort to keep us encouraged, educated, engaged, I have brought on the line with me a good friend of mine who's just been an absolute joy to know and an asset in my life in regards to just living a well-rounded, spiritually, physically healthy life. And that's my friend, good friend, Cheryl Carlton Rasmussen. Good morning to you, Cheryl. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Stacy. My pleasure to be here.
Well, we're in a season now, just right around the corner. We have Thanksgiving, and then we have Christmas, and many people that I've talked to with the lockdown and here in Oregon, you know, people haven't been able to get to their gyms, mostly because in Oregon it's required to wear a mask when you actually work out. People have not been as active. They're talking about the COVID 20, you know, putting on the 20 pounds, and now we're moving into this season of, you know, where there's a lot of sugar, a lot of goodies, a lot of comfort food, you know, things like that. And I thought this might be a great time for a couple reasons to reconnect with you and have you talk to us about, first of all, eating for health, you know, using the foods that God has provided to eat for health, to continue to build our immune system in this time of the COVID threat, but also what we need to do now to prepare ourselves and make those healthy changes. So, Cheryl, talk to us a little bit about your background and what it is that you do. We'll start there.
Well, I'm a life coach as far as teaching people how to eat right. Food coach, let's call it that way, a weight loss consultant. And I'm really teaching people how to keep their blood sugars stabilized, Stacy. And so how we do that is by eating the right portion of protein, carbohydrates, and good fats in every meal and snack. So we're not doing those crash burn, crash burn, crash burn. Because what does that mean for us when we keep doing that? Number one, we overeat. When the blood sugar drops, it just kicks into where I got to eat. I got to eat something right now when we do that crash. So we have to be careful with what we ate before that so that we don't crash, so that we don't overeat, first of all. And second of all, we're really needing to get back to whole foods. And, you know, that's the way God made the earth food, is to keep ourselves energized and well. You know, you're talking about COVID. I'm like, we need to really start one meal at a time by building our immune system, and that's really going back to whole foods and sugar. Sugar will kill you eventually.
Talk to us a little bit about that that emotional eating, that when we're stressed or anxiety, like there's a lot of anxiety going on right now because of the political system and not knowing our president. There's a lot of unknown about maybe another lockdown. You know, parents are trying to educate their kids from home and work and all of these things. There's that tendency to want to eat emotionally, right?
Absolutely. Matter of fact, that was a great question, Stacy, because this week that's been the topic with my clients all week. And it is. It's a challenging time. And if your drug of choice is food, or I should say, you know, junk food, sugar, fast food, I mean, you know, we have to start building our mental toolbox and so that we're able to bring that out when we're needing it, because otherwise it gets really, really tough. And you know, you've got to find different things. I know a few of my people, I said, you know, when you're home, I said, what are you doing to keep your hands busy? And, well, I'm watching TV. I said, why don't you get a puzzle out? You know, get your mind off of food, because a lot of us are not only emotionally eating, we're boredom eating. And unfortunately, you know, whatever, if someone's drug of choice is, I mean, I can still fall into that myself. And I coach this day in and day out, Stacy. So it's a challenge, and I have to bring out sometimes everything I have in my mental toolbox, which is something like, well, am I feeding my disease? Am I feeding disease, I should say, or am I preventing it? Am I cleansing my body? Am I clogging my body? Because I am going to manifest what I think about all day long.
That's so true. What we think about, it comes about. And that's a whole nother broadcast that we could talk about, our stinking thinking and how it leads us sometimes.
Absolutely.
And so when we talk about emotional eating, you know, the other thing that is particularly high, and I haven't seen a lot of charts about this, and this is an area that you work in too, you volunteer in Celebrate Recovery, and you come alongside people who are dealing with other kinds of addictions, addictions all over. And food is a hard addiction to overcome because you need it to survive. And so it's easily, it's an easy one to go to, I guess, because you can go and get a whole bag of chips or Oreo cookies and eat it in private. No one really is going to shame you for it. Maybe your spouse would, I don't know, but it's a whole different, it's a whole different arena than someone drinking a whole bottle of vodka or, you know, going to alcohol or drugs. Talk to us a little bit about how a person could start to back away or become aware that they're going to food for emotional comfort and when they're stressed out. I know you said think about it a little bit, but what are some other things they can do?
Well, I think that, you know, having an accountability person, a partner, you know, and first of all, like you said, recognizing that you're having challenges and saying, boy, I need to make myself accountable. I mean, I had that happen to me with a funeral we were going to last Sunday, and I was very pinned up inside, and I was, you know, with my girlfriend having lunch, and I said, wow, I just feel like binge eating right now. I knew it was emotional, and so I had her hold me accountable at that moment because I wanted to order something different than what I had. So, you know, having somebody, not necessarily right there, but somebody you can phone and say, hey, I'm having a challenge right now. I feel like once I start, you know, there's a thing about, they talk about with alcoholics and AA, you know, one drink's too many, a thousand's not enough. Well, I can tell you right now, one French fry's too many and a thousand's not enough. Once I get started, you know, I want more.
Well, and when we talk about the food in the fast food industry is manipulated to want us to crave and want more. Isn't that correct?
Yes, it is. And you know why French fries is a big hit? Because America is fixated on sugar, salt, and fat. And French fries deliver all three. And a lot of people don't know that there's sugar. Most frozen French fries that come into a fast food restaurant has dextrose, which is an artificial sweetener, or some type of sugar, Stacy, that's already on those French fries before they're deep fat fried. And so they just fit everything that we love as a whole.
So if someone is having a craving or wanting, you know, to eat something, what's a healthy go-to? I mean, like to change that behavior, you know, they still want to go do something. Do you recommend a bag of carrots? I mean, what do you usually say go-to to help them?
You know what I do, especially around the holidays when I say you're going to be starting to go to parties and gatherings at least, and always grab an 8-ounce glass of water with an apple, with the peel on it because it's got fiber. That way it helps make you feel a little satisfied. And sometimes people are mistaken hunger for thirst, or thirst for hunger, excuse me. We need to drink our water. So, you know, it's a good thing to prevent yourself. I won't go to the grocery store on an empty stomach, you know. So anywhere I go or anytime I'm feeling that extra hunger, which I know is not a physical hunger, it's a you know, emotional hunger like you're saying, or boredom, go grab water and an apple and just watch and just sit for 20 minutes after that and see if it does not subside.
Well, that sounds like a great challenge and a great exercise each and every one of us can do. And I remember that old adage, an apple a day will keep the doctor away. And that's probably because of our digestive needs that we have in our system. And I want to talk about that when we get into the next segment, Cheryl, and prepare you a little bit. I want us to talk about good gut health and what we need to be doing, in a sense, to prepare ourselves for increasing our metabolism. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, having a great discussion. A little departure from all the political discussion, because each and every one of us, we have to eat every day and we need to eat for health. We need to maintain our health and certainly build up our immunities as we walk through this flu and cold season. And oh yes, that thing called COVID. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Happy Friday to you, my friends. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Stacey Ann, and it is indeed a good morning. Thank you for tuning in. No matter where you're at, I want to say a happy birthday. Yes, our very special Madison Victoria Hayes, it's her birthday today, 23 years old. She's in Kentucky, and her husband, they got married during all this COVID craziness. She's in school, and she's finishing up her senior year in college, and we're so proud of you, Madison, and I know that you're going to have a fantastic day. And so, If it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you. Hello, you're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, and we're having a great discussion this morning about how to stay healthy. And I'm really encouraging each and every one of us to evaluate where we're at with our health, how we can stay in control of the each meal that we eat and what we can do to continue to build our immunities. And certainly one of the things that I know from my own journey and my own walking in life and dealing with food and going to food for emotional comfort and all of those things, because in our society, we're set up to kind of reward ourselves with food, or when we're having a difficult time, go to food for comfort and those things. But also what I've learned is how important it is that we have a healthy stomach and that we eat the foods that work for us as intended. And I've got Cheryl Carlton Rasmussen on the line with me. She's a good friend of mine, and she's been instrumental in my life in helping me think differently about food in my own life. And Cheryl, as we talk about foods that work for us and help us have that, what they call, it's kind of a popular term right now, gut health, right? Talk to us a little bit. You already mentioned water. That's instrumental. What other things that we need to be mindful in each and every day to make sure that we're in a place where our body's working the way it needs to?
Well, you know, it is. It's all about water. It's all about the protein, the carbs, the fats, and what kinds. But, you know, first of all, I'd like to, when we're talking about gut health, I'd like people to know, what are probiotics? You know, they're live bacteria, yeast, good bacteria that's good for your digestive health. And, you know, 80% of the immune system is in the digestive tract. That's amazing. And the digestive system is the second largest part of the neurological system. So that's our nervous system. And that's located in the gut, Stacey. It's called our second brain.
Right.
And, you know, the top... Go ahead.
Well, and when we talk about people at risk right now of COVID, a lot of times it's folks that are overweight, who have diabetes or some other heart condition, you know, all of those people are more susceptible. And a lot of that can be turned around by having good health in the gut, right?
Absolutely. Let me address the top seven probiotic killers. Antibiotics, sugar and overconsumption. They even say tap water, GMO foods, genetically modified. Grains, now when we say grains, we're talking the unhealthy grains, emotional stress, there we go right there, chemicals and medications. So we have to be careful because we're trying to boost our immune system, and this is what probiotic benefits are and help from UTIs and the digestive function we're talking about, IBS. There's so much with the gut. When I ever learned that it was our second brain, I was like, wow, we really need to pay attention to this.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that really does how we eat affects even our thinking, because how many times have we had that big lunch, right? And then we go back to the office and we just want to take a nap and we can't think clearly, and because we've not had the right balance of food that work with us. It might have tasted wonderful, but it might have been high in carbs and sugars and things like that, not really working for us, and our body is trying to digest it, right?
Absolutely. You know, and that brings me to mind what one of my favorite sayings is, our country's in a portion distortion. And I know that, you know, especially if we are using food for comfort, we definitely want to, you know, overeat on it. And then we get these gut issues. And, you know, some of the things that you can do is actually get on probiotics. I mean, you can get that in liquid form. You can get it in pill form. You know, kombucha. I love that fermented tea drink. My favorite's the cranberry yogurt. But they do say grass-fed yogurt and, you know, organic to help. And so those are a few things that we can do. Sauerkraut's great for the gut. So there's some things that people can look up to actually see what they can do to help with that. But my goodness, the first place I would always and always do teach people is, let's get back to the whole foods and let's get into balance and portion.
I think that's so instrumental, because I think we have pre-COVID, we were in such a race in society that oftentimes I would say back in the day when I had all of my kids and we were just, you know, our days were full. I'd go to work, I'd pick them up, and it was like they were hungry now. So we'd go through the drive-thru and get a gut burger just to satisfy the hunger. Was doing nothing for me nutritionally, let alone what, but probably for my children. But it's an interesting thing. We have been in such a fast-paced race in life. And then COVID hits, and what I'm hearing, people are rediscovering how to cook again. They're buying the fresh vegetables. They're cooking because they have the time, right? And so it's important that we get back to the basics, isn't it?
Yes. You know, it's interesting to note that they're saying one out of three people are going to have hypertension or going to. And, you know, that's high blood pressure, which is, in my opinion, one of the things that's causing that is the drive-ins, the fast foods. I mean, you can go through one fast food, Stacy, one meal in a day and have over your salt intake. And it's not even the good salt. And so it really is. I'm excited that people are getting back to cooking. And the one thing that they're getting back to, too, is baking. And always remember this. Whatever you carry or keep in your house, you're going to eat. So I'm very mindful what I have in my house because I, too, can get emotional or boredom eating. And I'm just very mindful of what I'm carrying and what I have, what I buy, because I am going to eat what's in my house. So that's up to me to prepare that.
Well, and that's the other part, too, when you talk about the portion distortion, having a mindset of how much you need. And it's okay to save, especially if you eat out, to only eat half of it and box it up and take it home and eat it again later, right?
Right.
Yep. We're going to continue the conversation after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, having a wonderful discussion with Cheryl about how do we eat healthy, build up our immune system, and certainly as we face the holidays, how do we make those good choices? We'll be back after this. Good morning to you. Thank you for tuning in to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann, together on this Friday. Oh, it feels like this week has just gone on and on and on. Still uncertain about where we're going to land with the president. One thing we do know is that there is a lot of legal things going on behind the scenes to look at the instances where people have reported the lack of accountability at the counting, and certainly some fraudulent activity in different areas all over, almost too much to even track. And throughout today, I want to encourage you to keep your radio station here, because as we move throughout the day, Mike Gallagher and then we have Brian Kilmeade and Sean Hannity and Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro tonight. Everybody is going to be hammering out all of these details as we move through the day. And so I wanted to really kind of get real local, get maybe even a little personal, maybe stir up in our business a little bit about what are we doing with the news now that, oh, all of these new presumed cases going on of COVID here in Oregon and in our Oregon numbers. They don't tell you confirmed cases. They tell you presumed cases mixed in with confirmed cases, and they don't go back and change the numbers. And how do I know this? Because I've had a conversation with them, asking them, okay, where are you getting these numbers? And we know that there's increased testing. We know, too, that there's been funding to offer free testing. And so they don't give you that perspective and balance. And so what we really need to be looking at is hospitalization rate, those kinds of things, to really get an understanding, has that really changed much in the big picture? But what we know we can do personally is can take control of our own health and take steps to be healthy in our own lives. And so again, I think this is maybe the third or fourth time I've had Cheryl on the air with us to talk about what we can do to take control of our own health, so that when the threats of viruses and the threats of disease come our way, we know what we're doing to control that. And we're being responsible personally about that. And that understanding those emotions that we're going through this week, wanting to go to food, maybe even wanting to go to substances. You know, I've heard so many people say, oh, I want to grab that glass of wine, you know, and get through. These are human, these are really normal human things. And recognizing that and identifying that in our own lives is extremely important. And it's okay to start today. It's okay to start today, and it's one meal at a time, right? Cheryl, you've drilled that into me over and over again. It starts with that one bite you put in your mouth, that one meal at a time. And so, Cheryl, it starts with that. And also, one of the things that you taught me was talk to us a little bit about how important water is.
Well, I don't think people realize the importance of water. I know I didn't at one time, but I want you to picture the earth is about 71% water. And if the water started drying up on the planet, how it would get, it would put us into trouble. And so here's the thing that I've realized. My earth suit, your earth suit, and the next person's earth suit, planet Stacy, planet Cheryl, is 70% water.
Mm.
That's a way to look at it. And if we start having challenges with dehydration, you know, we can have some of the lack of water can produce memory deficits, inability to focus, daytime fatigue. Some subtle signs of dehydration is dry lips, dark-colored urine, muscle or joint soreness, headaches, crankiness, fatigue, constipation, to name a few.
Hmm.
And here, I get so excited. This is probably my favorite topic because I don't think people realize that water cushions your joints. You can eat water. You know, fresh fruits, fresh vegetables. A cucumber is 95% water, Stacy.
Wow.
An apple is 85%.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we start learning that we need half of our weight, if you're a 200-pound person, you need half your weight in ounces of water. There was a time in my life that I wouldn't drink water because I was afraid of gaining water weight. And then I found out the opposite's true, that when I don't get enough water, inadequate water consumption is what keeps water weight on me, and it actually swells up your cells and makes the scale look bigger and makes you look bigger. Because not drinking enough water causes you to retain water and look fatter.
Isn't that interesting?
It causes you to have fake hunger and you eat more.
Mm.
Water helps aid digestion and the fat-burning process.
Incredible.
And it helps remove toxins.
So what do you say to the person, and I've had people say a couple things on water. I don't want to have to be going to the bathroom every 5 minutes is one. And then the other one is I need to have something in my water. I don't like just drinking water.
Okay, I'll address the first comment first. And that is, you know, if first of all, you're not going to go to the bathroom every 5 minutes, and I know you're exaggerating.
Mm-hmm.
I go every 45 minutes, let's get personal here, but I'm drinking 80 ounces of water a day.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I only weigh about 125, I believe in a lot of water. I like it for the skin, and I'm willing to go to the bathroom every 45 minutes to feel good, have my joints feel good, have my skin look good. I like the results from it, so going to the bathroom doesn't bother me. I do cut it off at night, however, at a certain time, so I'm not up all night long.
Right.
So most of my water intake is done before 6:30 at night.
Mm-hmm.
Second question.
Go ahead.
A lot of people are comments. You know, a lot of people do have challenges, Stacy, with just plain water. So I said, well, go get some lemon, organic lemon juice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can make ice cubes and pop an ice cube in there. If that doesn't thrill you, you could actually, they have those water pitchers that are called infusions. You can put fresh fruit down the middle in a tube, and it flavors your water.
Mm-hmm.
Or I tell people, why don't you go and get some organic grape juice or cranberry juice, whatever's your favorite, and fill up ice cube trays and pop an ice cube in your water and let that flavor it.
I absolutely love that idea. And talk to us about how drinking 3 cups of coffee does not add to your water intake.
It absolutely does not. It's a dehydrator. For every 8 ounce glass of coffee or cup of coffee that you drink, you need 8 ounces of water to make up for the dehydration. Every half hour of exercise, you need an additional 8 ounces. Every meal without a fresh fruit or a fresh vegetable, you need 8 ounces of water. So some people are starting off with, let's say, 3 cups of coffee. They need that's 24 ounces of water to make up for that dehydration. Now they need to start on half their weight in ounces of water. Isn't that incredible?
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. And so after water, if I remember right from your training and teaching, we need to also look at our fiber, daily fiber intake for health, right?
Oh, that's another favorite topic of mine. And that's why earlier I mentioned about an apple and water to drink and eat before if you're bored or if you know it's not time to eat again, or you're going to a big event and you don't want to go in and stuff yourself because of the fiber in the apple. And you had mentioned an apple a day helps keep the doctor away. You know, 2 apples a day with the peel on them can actually prevent cardiovascular disease by 32%. So there's a truth in about that statement. And so fiber is very near and dear to my heart because I had my appendix out when I was 17 years old, and I did not know that was actually caused from constipation. And I had challenges in that area when I was a young girl, and I didn't have a clue about fiber. And varicose veins is another one that could be an effect from low-fiber diet, prostate cancer, breast cancer. So, you know, the average person should get about 25 to 30 grams of fiber a day. I suggest that your listeners go out and look up what high-fiber foods are. But if you're not used to them, please don't, you know, overload your system overnight. Gradually build up your fiber diet.
And it's important that you do it with real food. I know there's additives and things that you can go out there to help with fiber, and you know put it in a little drink mix and things. There are helpful aids, over the counter type stuff. But if you can learn to do it by eating the apples, by eating fibrous fruits and veggies, that's really the way to do it.
But I am not opposed to people, even myself. I will get, there's a organic tea you can find at your local grocery stores called Smooth Move. And so there's senna. There's senna pills that you can take. Mm-hmm. I know that some people will need that, and that's okay. Yeah, you don't want your system getting totally relied on that. If you could change your diet and again, get back to the foods that were grown by sunlight, soil, and rain, we know that we're on the right track.
Well, and when we talk about what our body needs, oftentimes the other thing, like we talked about people saying, oh, I don't want to drink so much water, I'm going to be going to the bathroom all the time. Another thing people often will say is, it's so expensive to eat healthy. What do you say to them?
I say, you're absolutely right. You're going to pay now, you're going to pay later.
Yep. You got to invest in you and your health, right?
I will spend my last dime on my earth suit because this is my house that everywhere I go, I go. And without my health, I have nothing. And I am just, I'm just totally convicted with that. And I'm grateful for that. But it's been years in the making, and it is one day at a time, one meal at a time. But I had to change my thinking. Change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
What I love about it is, Cheryl, this is something you personally have done years ago, changed your thinking, and now you're helping other people with the way that they think. And it's a tremendous thing to be able to assist and come alongside other people. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, with news that you can use on this wonderful Friday. We are talking about how we can stay healthy, what you and I can do, my friends, to make good choices today to build our immune system, build up our health. Are you a little worried about a diagnosis around the corner? Maybe you've got some high blood sugar things going on and you're uncertain. I know for me, it's important if you have a family health history of needing to pay attention to these things, why not start now? And we're so glad to have Cheryl on the line. We'll continue the conversation after this. We're going to ask her some questions on how do we get through Thanksgiving and make some good choices at the Thanksgiving dinner table. We'll come back after this. Good morning to you. Thank you for tuning in to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacey Ann, encouraging you to share with your friends and family this broadcast. It'll be saved up to our website as a podcast, and you can share it with your friends and family and encourage them in making healthy decisions as they face the holidays. Oh, Cheryl, this is something that we have gone through year after year. I know as you deal with your clients, they're a little anxious about getting through the holidays, and I know you've had some tremendous success with your clients eating healthy and losing weight and feeling so good about themselves, and then the holidays come. Give us some advice moving towards the holidays.
You know, the holidays are for people, but I always remind my clients that Thanksgiving is one day. It's really one meal, and I am one of those people that over the years, now it's taken me time to master this, but I eat normal up to the meal. I do not sit and starve myself and wait for that one meal and then stuff myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a real gift to myself, is recognizing that right there, first of all, because a lot of people will do that. If they're eating at 1 o'clock, you know, they don't eat nothing, and mm-hmm. and then they're starving, and then they want to eat everything. So that's a great little tidbit. And also, I try to wait for my pie right after the meal. And if there's a pie I really want to try, I do crustless pumpkin pie, so I make sure that I always bring something that I can eat. And if there's something I want to try, I'll just take the two-bite rule. And I don't do the crust. I have grown to that. And I know for those of you that haven't, you know, take a sliver. And I take the guts out of it because I don't really care for the white flour. I don't like how it makes me feel or my joints feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't stuff my plate, and I never use a dinner plate. I use a sandwich plate.
Oh, so again, the portion size. So our eyes aren't bigger than our stomach. You'll hear that expression oftentimes, especially at holiday gatherings. Something else you advised, you have said, and I love this, you talk about the combination of foods and how they work together for our benefit, and that why it's really important to have some protein. If we're going to have some high carbs, to have protein with it. Talk to us a little bit about that piece of pie with maybe some turkey.
Yes, because hopefully that will help not spike your blood sugar. Because remember, when you're spiking your blood sugar, when you're putting just the pie in and you're not trying to help combat it with some protein so that it will slow down the rise in your blood sugar, because then what follows the rise is the crash. And that's mm-hmm. where once the blood sugar goes below that blood sugar line, it stimulates false hunger, and we want to just keep eating. And it's even when we're bloated and we feel stuffed, we just want to keep eating. It's crazy. And if you watch people fall asleep right after their meal, you know, if they've gone too much, for instance, if they're having rolls, mashed potatoes, cranberry sauce, stuffing, these are high glycemic foods, and those are foods that enter the bloodstream quickly that give that rise in the blood sugar. I only pick one of them, and I'm a stuffing girl, so my plate looks like this. Turkey, all the vegetables, and corn is not a vegetable, it's a grain, so I do not do that. And I just do the stuffing with it, stuffing mm-hmm. with the vegetables and the turkey, and one little tablespoon of cranberry sauce. But, you know, to the listeners out there, most of you, you know, it's Thanksgiving. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your meal. And this is just little tidbits for people that really want to watch themselves and not go into that crash. Because, boy, you start not feeling well.
Mm-hmm. And then if you've been doing really good and then you go to Thanksgiving and you kind of do whatever, then you're like, well, I've already blown it, so I'll just go until the new year.
Well, isn't that the truth? And that's a mindset. And that's why I tell my clients when they check in weekly, I'm like, please don't leave my office saying I'll either do bad or do good this week, because the meals make the days and the days make the week.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really getting down to the new mindset of one meal at a time. And if you mess up on a meal, clean it up your next meal or snack.
Yeah.
Because if we're going into, well, it's Friday, I might as well start Monday, you know, that's diet thinking mentality. And I know I have it. I still am challenged with that at times. And I'm trying to help people, you know, renew their mind in that area too. So if you mess up, Just clean it up your next meal.
How do people connect with you if they're looking at maybe having a coach and holding them accountable in their day-to-day eating and making some healthy choices in their life? Do you do Skype or a live online type interviews? Is that how you do it?
I coach all over the United States, Stacy, and I do it through FaceTime or simple phone consulting. And they can find me at ResetWeightSouthDakota, all spelled out, .com. That's ResetWeightSouthDakota.com. And I just, you know, the first consultation's free. I want to sit and listen to what you have to say, and I will guide you from that point and fill you in and see if you'd like to be hiring me as your accountability coach, food coach, and we take it from there.
Talk to me a little bit about, even through this COVID, a success story. Talk to us a little bit about that. Tell us a success story.
Oh, my gosh. I had this one gal, and she was like, oh, my gosh, Cheryl, I don't want to game through this. And, you know, are you staying at the office? And I said, well, I'm coming to the office, but I'm FaceTiming. And this is really cool because she's a woman that's been going through menopause also. And, boy, that can be a challenging time for females. And she ended up dropping 20 pounds, not only through COVID, but through her menopause. And I just went, wow, what a double victory. And, you know, she's minding her peas and carrots. She's really watching her balance. And when she gets into the emotional or the comfort eating, she's going up. I said, walk out the door. And just go for a quarter mile walk. Mm. You've got to walk away from the thinking making you go into the eating, because whatever you think about is what's going to manifest. And so we have to find little ways when we're in that moment to change it.
Yes.
And everybody's got different things that they're doing. So.
Well, I know you've been instrumental in helping my mom and dad in their health, and I think you have pictures on your website, or you used to, of people's stories and things like that, and people can connect
with
you.
They're on there.
What's your website again, one more time?
It's ResetWeightSouthDakota.com.
Excellent, excellent. And friends, as we go through these holiday season and as we look through, into the new year, let's not put off until January 1st to take care of our health and do the things that work for us. You know, many of us are parents and grandparents, and we want to be around and we want to do what we can do for our health. Cheryl, thank you so much for taking the time to hang out with us today. Are you on Facebook as well?
I am.
Is it Reset Weight?
Reset Weight.
Okay, and I think you have done videos and things that can help people as well get connected and learn some of these things that you've talked about today. So find Cheryl, Reset Weight, on Facebook and then on her website as well. So glad to have you a part of the show this morning, Cheryl. We'll check back in with you maybe after the first of the year and find out how we too can make a difference in our health and continue the journey. Thank you so much for being a part today. Have a wonderful day.
You're welcome.
Yep, you're listening.
You're welcome. You too, and happy holidays to everyone.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, friends, for listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, on this fantastic Friday. Yes, indeed. We are going to go into hour two here around the corner. We're going to talk about schooling our children and options and things that we can do. So many people are trying to figure out how best to do distance learning and support our kids through all of the lockdowns that are happening here in the Pacific Northwest. We've got a specialist coming into the studio right around the corner. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM.